This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're taking you up to 6:15 on Grant and Danny, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. They will square you away with drafting a last will and testament or a living trust. They'll get you a medical power of attorney. Set up a consultation with their lawyers at kmlawyers.com. Their team, kmlawyers.com, will give you a discount if you mention the show. We wanted to squeeze in Jay Gruden before the draft, though, because he's been working hard analyzing a bunch of the players in the first round, and we just wanted to get his insights on what Washington might have left at their disposal when they're on the clock tonight. He's on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So, Jay, we appreciate you making a few minutes for us before the draft this evening. Let's just start with the quarterbacks, though, non-Washington division. Do you like Shador Sanders as a first-round pick? It sounds like he could be falling into round two. What's your thoughts on that?
Shador is a good player. Obviously, he's handled it very well at Jackson State and did a good job at Colorado, put them back on the map, and handled the pressure extremely well, being Deion's kid and all that stuff, and performed at a pretty high level. He took a lot of sacks. He doesn't have a powerful arm, doesn't have the great mobility that you're looking for. However, being a late first, early second, maybe even early third is not the end of the world, because we know a lot of quarterbacks have come out of that group of picks right there. So it's just about the opportunity for him. But I personally don't like him as a first round pick, but I would not mind to have him if I didn't have a quarterback.
Jay, how many quarterbacks do you think are first round worthy this year?
One, personally, just one.
One.
Yeah, I think Cam for sure. And then the rest of them, teams are desperate, though. Danny, their teams are desperate, and you got to find a guy that can come in there and try to compete and get the ball to the right people. But it's very hard. See what Jaden Daniels did and C.J. Stroud did in their first year, the standard is pretty damn high. I just don't think anybody can reach that type of standard. And these guys, I think, can be good eventually. I think they need to sit behind a veteran-type quarterback for a couple of years, and then maybe they'll grow into one. But I don't think any of those guys are ready to start day one right away.
If you were the Browns, would you take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter at number two?
I'd probably take Travis. He can help two rooms. He can go along Denzel Ward, be pretty good corner combination. They need another receiver go along with Jerry Jeudy and Tillman, so I think he's going to help out. I'd put him at offense early on, let him learn the playbook, formations, the splits, get him with a receiver coach early in training camp and OTAs, and then start to put him at one-on-ones on defense and see how much he can handle on defense and try to get him out there on both sides of the ball. He's a dynamic player with unbelievable ball skills.
Jay, let's go to Washington here. It's so hard to predict, obviously, at the end of the first round. It's a problem you'd love to have every year playing in the NFC title game, et cetera, but so much so dependent on what teams do in front of them. Who are some guys that might be there at 29 that you'd be excited about or that you'd be kind of whelmed about?
Yeah, I think there's six or seven edge guys that I think will probably go five or six tops, and then you got to try to look at the next group, the Landon Jackson's from Arkansas, the Tui Mola guy from Ohio State, who I've liked a lot. I think he can be a guy that can sneak into the first round, or they can trade back. I wouldn't mind him trading back into early second round. And I think some of those guys you can take early in the second round. There's a top tier, then there's a middle tier. And I think you get one of those middle tier players in the second round and get more picks. So I think, like I said, I love the Tui Mola kid from Ohio State. And there might be somebody that drops. Pierce might drop. Green might drop. Williams might drop. Zirocco might drop. Scowerton might drop. So I think they're going to get one of those four or five guys. They got to take an edge guy, I think, in the first round.
I agree with you, but if the right guy is not there, I'm afraid they'll reach, and I'd rather them address a need, you know, with a BPA type, like, you know, even if it's a running back, Travion Henderson, or a receiver, Emeka Buka, or a corner, Maxwell Hairston. I'd rather do that than, like, you know, just a, I'm just going to say Nick Scorton or somebody that's like a second round talent and they just take an edge.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned maybe they can trade back and get one of those guys later on. But yeah, you're right. You know, Henderson would be a great pick. I think he might go early too. And there's, you know,
what's your philosophy on taking running backs in round one? We could have three tonight.
Yeah, I think there'll be three for sure. You know, I think Henderson's going to go in the first round. So yeah. I think if they're a dynamic player, that can really help, because running backs get the ball a lot. And I think what Saquon did and what the Gibbs has done for Detroit and some of these Henry's done for Baltimore, I think people are starting to realize if you get a dynamic back, it puts a lot of pressure on the offense and it takes a lot of pressure off your quarterback and it helps your defense because you're controlling the ball. You know, it's got to be the right guy, the right fit, obviously. So, but yeah, I have no problem taking it back in the first round.
What's a sneaky need for Washington? We're all looking at defensive end. That makes the most sense. But what's a need that you go, people aren't really paying attention to X?
Probably linebacker. I think, you know, somebody that can back up, be a backup linebacker, run, play special teams, kick cover, be on kickoff return. And I just think the kickoff cover rule is going to be pretty important. And you got to have linebackers, big bodies that can run, you know, a safety linebacker, big corner, big receiver. But yeah, I think obviously Bobby Wagner's close to retirement. I don't know how good they feel about the guys they've drafted in the past that are backing up right now, but if you get another good linebacker, Luvu's going to have to do a lot. He's going to have to play more edge right now. If they don't get a good edge player, he's going to have to come off the edge a lot more, so another linebacker I think will help.
When you watched Ashton Jeanty's tape, what'd you see? There's some thought he could go as high as five to the Jags tonight.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's deserved of that pick right there. If I was the Jags, I'd take him, or I'd take Warren, the tight end. I would not take a three-technique run stopper, to be honest with you. I need somebody to help Trevor Lawrence. Now there's rumors Trevor might get traded. Who knows what's going to happen tonight? But I want a guy that can put points on the board. And if I'm going to give the ball 18 to 20 times a game to a guy like Ashton Jeanty, who's got great contact balance and obviously has good vision, powerful guy, I don't think that's a bad pick at all.
You mentioned the Ohio State DN that you like. Are there some other players that just, you know, jump off the board to you that you're just fans of?
That's the whole thing, is that there's not a lot of board jumpers. You know, mm-hmm. It seems like you got a lot of guys that have had pretty good production in college. Like, you think Mike Green from Marshall, they had one good year at Marshall, then 2 or 3 years at Virginia, he didn't really do anything. And you got these kids from Texas A&M, they look the part, but they really have no production whatsoever. I mean, they lost to Auburn 41-40, and neither one of them had a tackle. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Some mm-hmm. of the, you know, the kid from Boston College got a hell of a lot of production, but, you know, is he a run stopper? Can he play three downs? You know, or is he just a third down pass rusher? So you got to take everything into consideration. I think, you know, Coach Quinn and obviously Adam will do a good job of how it fits their scheme. I think they'll get a good guy in the first round and then figure out their needs in the second, fourth, and sixth rounds. They'll try to fill out the roster.
Jay, who's the guy you would stand on the table for if you were in a draft room that maybe you like more than a lot of people in this class?
I like this kid from Ohio State. I've mentioned a couple times. I really do.
JTT?
Even if you overdraft him, I think he's an ex-basketball player. He had 10.5-11 sacks at Ohio State, but he plays the run extremely well. I think he's the best combination of pass rusher / run defender, maybe as a defensive end in this draft. And he has great ball skills. And I say ball skills, he's intercepted bubble screen, you know, all these bubble screens and flats and all this bull crap people are running nowadays. This guy has great instinctual awareness to get his hands up and make plays, kind of like Van Ginkle does for the Vikings. He can do it. He reminds me a little bit of Kyle Van Noy. He's got great awareness and great football common sense, but he also has a great ability to rush the passer, counter moves and spin moves. And I think he's going to get better and better. He's a young kid. He's going to get better.
Jay, thank you as always, man. Enjoy the draft tonight and this weekend.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Check out Jay's work at The Underdog and all of his content. He is on social media at Jay Gruden is where you can find him. It's Coach_Jay Gruden. All right, let's, before we get out of here, do some housekeeping. So we are out and about tonight if you want to come hang on, watch the draft with mm-hmm. us. MGM National Harbor Tap Sports Bar. Tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating the Caps up 2-0, getting ready for game 3. We'll be doing the show live at Pupatella Pizza. That is in Chantilly. So if you are near around that area, you want to come out to Pupatella Pizza, They'll have great happy hour specials running all show long. They have delicious Neapolitan pizza. We'll be there tomorrow. Let's get you the leadoff ahead of Nats baseball as they look to sweep the Baltimore Orioles today, looking for a fifth win in six games. The leadoff's brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com on their all-new Fairfax showroom.
Hi, Mackenzie Gore. Welcome back. Shortstop seat, Jake Abrams batting second. Not a typo. Alex Call in right field batting third. James Wood in left field. Keber Ruiz doing the catching, batting fourth. Nathaniel Lowe batting fifth, playing first base. Ahmad Rosario at third base, batting sixth. Josh Bell, your DH, hitting seventh. Dylan Cruz again in the eighth spot. And Luis Garcia Jr. batting ninth. These are things.
I'm just glad that they could hit Dylan Cruz eighth and Alex Call second, right? Let's all have a good night together. The NFL draft is tonight. Toby and Linnell have coverage after Nats baseball on the Fan.